Hi, this is Jill Murphy from Pharmacy Times, and you're listening to Pharmacy Focus. The Pharmacy Times Pharmacy Focus podcast provides the latest industry news and information, thought leader insights, clinical updates, patient counseling tools, and innovative solutions for the everyday practice and business of pharmacy. Before we begin with this week's episode, do you know which founding father helped start the first public hospital and the first hospital pharmacy in the United States? We will reveal the answer at the end of the episode. In this week's episode, we will be discussing the significance of pharmacists' ability to administer and order vaccines for children during the COVID-19 pandemic with Michael Hogue, president of the American Pharmacists Association. As the president, Hogue oversees leadership and directions of the APHA to make sure members' voices are heard and that pharmacists have the advocacy that they are looking for in the profession. When considering the significance of pharmacists being able to authorize and administer vaccines for patients between the ages of 3 and 18, Hogue feels that this action was quite unprecedented.
State laws typically govern the practice of pharmacy and the other health professions. But under the emergency authorization, Secretary Azar has now superseded state law to give pharmacists this authority. It's a big deal. I mean, pharmacists in local communities are near patients. And during the pandemic in particular, when consumers are often afraid or maybe not accessing healthcare resources, or maybe the healthcare resources they've been accustomed to are not as available, pharmacies can provide an access point to preventive medicine services like vaccines that may have been difficult to access during the core portion of the pandemic.
The May 2020 CDC report saw a significant drop in routine childhood immunizations as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. Hogue emphasized how important it is for parents to keep their children up to date on routine childhood immunizations.
The last thing we need is an outbreak of measles, for example, to happen during the middle of the COVID pandemic, which would make a bad situation even worse. We have seen some data that shows that measles immunization rates have dropped off pretty substantially during the pandemic. So we're concerned about that, and we're concerned about making sure children are up to date on all of their necessary immunizations. You know, measles is just one example, but it's critical. It's very critical for our communities. It's very critical for us being able to get back to school and back to work. We've got to stay healthy, and while COVID-19 is certainly the pandemic of the moment, these other infectious diseases are critically important, and we need to be sure kids are up to date. So this is one of the reasons why pharmacists have stepped up and said, we will help in this pandemic to do everything we can to prevent it.
We are taking a short break to celebrate pharmacy heroes Andrea and Anne-Marie Idasui for working hard on the front lines of the COVID-19 pandemic. Andrea is a pharmacy manager at Stop & Shop Pharmacy, where she has been managing patients' fears and anxiety while working overtime to fill their prescriptions and care for their chronic illnesses. Meanwhile, her sister Anne-Marie is a PGY2 pharmacy resident in infectious diseases at the University of Massachusetts Memorial Hospital, where she has been working with patients who have tested positive for COVID-19. If you would like to nominate a pharmacist or pharmacy staff member as a pharmacy hero, email the address in our description with your nominee. Now back to the show. Before administering these vaccines, Hogue reiterated that there are certain requirements that pharmacists must meet in order to give out immunizations.
Secretary Azar may have not been fully aware that nearly 100% of all pharmacists in the United States have already completed the APHA certificate training program in immunizations or some equivalent to the CDC's training. So frankly, I'm not concerned about pharmacists and their training. They're very well trained, and every pharmacy school in America trains pharmacists to do immunizations. So we're not concerned about the training of pharmacists.
Hogue hopes to see the future of immunizations for pharmacists continue to head in the right direction, knowing that consumers will utilize them if they are given more involvement.
Pharmacists have helped out with pandemics and outbreaks many times in the past. If you go back into the 1960s, when the U.S. was doing everything it could to eliminate polio, there's story after story in states like Ohio and Alabama and other places where pharmacists actually got involved in polio eradication efforts and were helpful in eliminating polio from our country. During the 2009 H1N1 pandemic, pharmacists stepped up to the plate, and because of pharmacists provided H1N1 vaccine, that pandemic ended at least 7 weeks earlier than it would have had pharmacists not been involved, which means that we were able to get back to normal living pretty quickly with H1N1. If pharmacists are in the game and involved in immunizations and preventative health measures, we know that consumers will utilize them. We know that that access point, that improved access point, improves our ability to get back to work and to get back to school. And so it's critical that pharmacists are involved in these things. And even in pediatric immunizations, when parents are concerned about kids being able to get back to school and be healthy, obviously that's a concern with COVID-19. But imagine how much worse that concern is if you know your kids are going to school with other children who've not been up to date on their vaccines because of the COVID pandemic. Having pharmacists in local communities able to offer those vaccines helps us to give confidence to the school systems, to parents, and to children that everybody in their classroom has the immunizations they need to be healthy so that we can continue to provide a great education for our kids.
Did you figure out our fun fact of the week? The founding father who helped start the first public hospital in the United States is Benjamin Franklin. In addition to his many inventions and scientific discoveries, Franklin helped create Pennsylvania Hospital in 1751. When the idea was originally suggested by physician Thomas Bond, the public was unconvinced. But with Franklin's support, the Pennsylvania Assembly introduced a bill to create the hospital within 3 weeks of receiving a citizen's petition. Franklin raised more than £200 through private donations, which the Assembly matched. The hospital received its charter in 1751 and admitted its first patient in 1753. The hospital is still open today, and its original buildings still stand. Thanks for listening to Pharmacy Focus. Stay tuned for next episode, where we will be joined by another key opinion leader in the pharmacy space.